Good afternoon. This is Mark Gould with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Thursday, July 27th. The grains closed lower with December corn down 6 cents at 542 and a quarter, September wheat down 7 1/4 cents at 712 and 3/4, and November beans down 22 cents at 1398. Well, this was a disappointing day. August beans got up to 1580 and 3/4. And then broke some 50 cents off the highs. Pretty pathetic. We had a chance to have a great close here today. If we could have closed over 1570, obviously we didn't come close to that after being a dime over it. So that was very disappointing. I really didn't see much reason for the break. I'm guessing that there was some action in the cash market that moved us lower. I'm guessing some of the cash bids dried up a little bit. There's talk about one little shower that went through Kansas this morning. We're talking about cooler, wetter weather next week. I really don't see much of it. It still looks pretty hot and dry to me in most of the states that are under some pressure out here. The drought report shows that a huge amount, more than 50% of corn and beans, are in a drought scenario. So myself and a lot of other people believe that the corn and soybean ratings will be down 2 to 3 percentage points on Monday. I really don't see much relief from the heat. I think it's coming at just the wrong time. And I think anybody that thinks we're looking at record yields in corn and beans is mistaken. It's hard to justify the sell-off considering the weather, considering Ukraine did bomb Odessa last night, and doesn't look like there's any kind of solution to the problems. The fact that even the EU realizes that they can't ship 4 million metric tons of grain through these solidarity lanes. There's just too many problems, backups, and everything else. They're talking maybe 1 million and 1.5 million metric tons, but that would be it. Not enough for what the world needs. It was thought that Russia is going to give away grain to some of the African nations to avoid massive starvation there. We'll see if that actually happens or not. But I didn't see anything really bearish out here, and I'm really surprised that beans broke 50 off the highs, corn broke 13 off the highs, wheat broke almost 20 off the highs. I just don't see it out here. The meal and oil were both lower. The oil was down 112 ticks, despite crude oil being up $1.31 at $80.09. Like I said, I'm just not sure why we did what we did here today. We'll see what tomorrow brings. It's the last Friday of the month. Could the beans come back, score new highs? It's certainly possible. The volatility certainly continues. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.